HBNV 14 2021 Review. This budget content creation laptop does it all. On March 29th in PC World by Mark Hockman. While you can find laptops that outperform the NV 14, it's harder to find one that can do so for the same price. Laptops like the HP MV 14 fall into the category of content creation notebook PCs with a modestly powered discrete GPU that can play some games, edit video, or simply serve as a solid all-around PC. This $1,200 14-inch laptop satisfies all three. In our tests, we found that while some laptops outperformed the NV 14, many couldn't do so for the price. Here, the NV 14 offers top-notch battery life, support for the powerful external Thunderbolt hardware, and a very pleasing everyday typing experience. We've awarded it an editor's choice, and in this review, you'll see why. HP NV 14 Basic Features. HP says it ships its NV 14 in one of three configurations. The model we tested is the mid-range configuration, 14-EB0010NR, which includes a Core i5 1135G7 NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti Max-Q, 16 gigabytes of RAM, and a 256 gigabyte SSD. The manufacturer's suggested retail price is $1,250, but we saw it on sale for $1,210 at Amazon during testing. HP also sells a $1,070 basic version of the NV 14, known as the HP NV 14-14T-EB000, on HP.com without the discrete GPU, a touchless display, and 8 gigabytes of memory. HP also says that for $1,700, you can buy the premium model of the HP NV 14 on HP.com with 1 terabyte of SSD storage. We didn't see that model listed at press time, though. While you might consider the NV as the stylish HP product line compared to the budget-friendly Pavilion line and the premium Spectre line, HP has recently refocused NV as optimized for creators. You'll see how it's tuned for those users as we go through the specs and features, beginning with this list of the basics. Processor, Intel Core i5 1135G7 as tested. Core i7 1165G7. Display, 14-inch 1900 by 1200 IPS, 400 nits touch. Memory, 8 gigabytes DDR4, 16 gigabytes DDR4 as tested. Storage, 256 terabyte PCIe NVMe SSD as tested, 512 gigabytes PCIe NVMe SSD, 1 terabyte PCI NVMe SSD. Graphics, Iris Xe/NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti Max-Q as tested. Ports, 1 USB-C Thunderbolt 4 USB 4 at 40 gigabits per second. DisplayPort 1.4. 2 USB-A 5 gigabits per second. 1 HDMI 2.0 3.5 millimeters headphone/mic. Security, fingerprint reader, Windows Hello. Camera, 720p user facing. Battery, 61.2 watt hour rated, 61.2 watt hour full charge. Wireless, Wi-Fi 6, 802.11ax 2x2, Bluetooth 5. Operating system, Windows 10, Home. dimensions 12.33 by 8.82 by 0.71 inches. Weight 3.3 pounds, 4.2 total with 135 watt charger. Color natural silver. Price $1,070 to $1,700, $1,250 as tested. Build quality, solid and mostly silent. HP's NV14 lacks the visual splendor of the company's premium Spectre laptops. While you'll see the stylized diamond grillwork that distinguishes HP's laptop vents, overall, the natural silver stamped aluminum chassis is a little plain. The profile signals a thin and light, though it's actually about average weight at 3.3 pounds. While the unit looks and feels solid, we notice a bit of give when depressing the keyboard firmly. One feature you'll notice as soon as you start using it, the relative lack of fan noise. HP employs a pair of fans plus two heat pipes suck up air from the bottom of the laptop and push it out through vents next to the hinge. The fan seems sensitive to ambient temperatures, remaining quite cooler on cooler days and ramping up more quickly on warmer ones. Even dialed up into performance mode, though, the fan ran extremely quiet during both CPU and graphics-intensive loads. Creators don't want to be drowned out by fan noise while streaming. HP also provides a utility to manage fan noise, which we'll talk about later. The only time the fan really howled was when we were downloading a BIOS update, during which we couldn't actually work on it anyway. A display designed for creators. Creators think about the display quality more than most people do. HP said this is the first 14-inch 16x10 display. This subtle vertical upgrade, compared to the more traditional 16x9 ratio, allows the 14-inch screen to go beyond 1080p to 1920x1200. HP further elevates it with color calibration and 100% sRGB support. HP rates its touchscreen at 400 nits maximum brightness. As a traditional clamshell laptop, the screen reclines to just short of 45 inches. Test videos we played back on the internal display looked bright, vibrant, and color accurate across the color gamut, with no drop frames even at 4K at 60 frames per second. The included HP display utility offers three preset color options. Default, a little cooler. Native, a little warmer with no optimization. And the photos and videos setting, which is slightly dimmer on the default. These options have also been added to the Windows 10 settings menu. The NV14's port selection embraces both the past and the future, thanks to the Intel 11th Gen Tiger Lake CPU at its heart. This CPU family supports Thunderbolt 4, the latest generation of a powerful connector that supports advanced storage, charging, and display technologies. You also get HDMI 2.0 port, and a pair of USB-A ports, one on either side of the chassis, plus an SD card reader for importing photos. Excellent keyboard and typing experience. The NV14's keys are springy and quite comfortable to type upon, with adequate travel. HP's NV14 offers two levels of backlighting, with some light bleed near the bottom of the keys. The layout is a bit on the funky side, with some navigation keys stacked to the right. Otherwise, we appreciated the dedicated keys to mute the mic and block the webcam. HP includes a dedicated keyboard shortcut to its HP Command Center utility, too. The only wasted opportunity I found was the dedicated help key, the F1/?key, which simply opened a browser window with a pre-programmed "How to get help in Windows 10" query. Some users may find that insufficiently helpful. Instead of a Windows Hello camera, HP included a fingerprint reader nestled in next to the spacebar and replacing the underutilized right-click key. Fingerprint readers can be difficult to judge as your finger, or the sensor, can get grimy over time and lessen the efficiency. Though the fingerprint sensor worked well initially, more than a few times I was forced to use my PIN code when the reader didn't recognize me. HP's precision trackpad crams into the remaining space beneath the keyboard. While the trackpad may not be as slick as I'd like, it's clickable to up about a finger's breadth from the top. Gestures worked reliably. A gimmicky, privacy-minded webcam. While HP touts the NV14 as a personal creative studio, it certainly doesn't include streaming in that category. Or does it? Unfortunately, HP includes a standard 720p user-facing webcam, which, to be fair, performs admirably in terms of color accuracy. Naturally, the 720p resolution leaves room for improvement in terms of how sharp the image resolves. Pro controls, though technically available within Windows Camera app, are non-existent. But wait! HP also includes an app called HP Enhanced Lighting, which projects a white ring on your laptop's display that you can widen, dim, and brighten, and even shade to project whatever color of light you'd like on your face. I've actually done that myself with my second display at my desk. The problem with such an approach, of course, is that the more screen real estate you devote to your fall light ring, the less information you can actually see on screen. You can solve this with an external monitor, of course, or buy a 1080p webcam with an integrated ring light. I like HP's approach to webcam privacy better. If you click the camera privacy button on the keyboard to the right of the F12 key, the webcam shutter closes with an audible snap. About the only drawback is that this fools Windows too. Try opening Windows Camera app, for example, and you'll see an error message. The Envy provides a button to mute the mic too, something we wish more vendors would do and which HP has led the way on. The audio experience is a mixed bag. By default, what comes out of the HP Envy 14 speakers is as tinny as we've come to expect from any laptop and somewhat muddled on the low end. Like many HP laptops, though, HP asked Bang & Olufsen to tune the Envy speakers. Open the included Bang & Olufsen Audio Control app, go to the Equalizer tab, and flip on the audio preset that dramatically improves the audio quality. My recommendation is not to fiddle too much with the actual equalizer, also in the app. Any preset I chose, besides the default HP optimized setting, required too much fiddling to make right. Like basically any laptop, you can solve many of your audio problems by simply plugging in a set of headphones. Chock full of preloaded apps. HP's NV14 ships with a number of additional preloaded apps, though fortunately they don't take up much physical space on your hard drive. The Windows 10 taskbar includes the Amazon app, a Dropbox promotion, 25 gigabytes of space for free for 1 year, plus the My HP app. You'll also find Amazon's Alexa app, an Energy Star app, free 1 month trials of Adobe apps, a trial of McAfee Personal Security, and shortcuts for the LastPass Password Manager and Booking.com. HP also has 11 of its own utilities cluttering the HP Envy's start menu. Some are more task-specific, such as the HP Display Control app for shifting the color temperature by app, a bit cooler by default, with a slight warming effect for viewing photos, and the HP Enhanced Lighting app we've mentioned above. HP Command Center is the overarching system utility, and it fails in comparison to other OEM utilities, especially those for business PCs. Command Center is noteworthy for its fan controls, allowing you to turn the fairly frequent fan off in quiet mode or ramp it up into performance mode. A separate network booster tab allows you to control which apps on your PC receive the most internet bandwidth, if you'd like. It's off by default. We didn't test this since we were fortunate enough to have a robust broadband connection. HP AirDrop is HP's dedicated app for transferring photos and other documents back and forth from your phone. In some ways, it duplicates the function of Windows Your Phone app, but it's never extremely easy to set up and use, unfortunately. However, it requires your laptop to be online via an active internet connection. HP Envy 14 Performance, tuned for creators. By positioning the Envy 14 as a tool for content creation, HP is setting an expectation for better performance tier than you'd get from a mainstream PC. By and large, it delivers. In the performance charts, the HP Envy sits pretty much square in the middle between gaming laptops and high-performance CPUs and GPUs, and premium mainstream laptops with nice CPUs but mere integrated graphics. HP sets its default power performance setting to the middle, better performance setting, which is where we left the laptop for our tests. For our comparison laptops, on the gaming side, we have the Acer Predator Triton 500 and the Asus ROG Zephyrus G14. The MSI Prestige 14 is similar to the HP Envy 14 in target user, with the same low-end GTX 1650 Max-Q GPU. The Acer Swift 3X, Dell's XPS 13 2-in-1 9310, and HP's own Spectre X360 14 represent the premium mainstream laptops with integrated Iris Xe graphics. The modern PC Mark 10 benchmark tests a variety of tasks encompassing office productivity, photo and video editing, and even some rendering workloads. The HP Envy 14 performs in the upper middle range very satisfactorily. We test CPU performance using the Cinebench benchmark, which renders a complex 2D scene over a short period of time. Though this is a somewhat synthetic benchmark, it does indicate how well the HP Envy 14 will perform in real-world applications that lean heavily on the CPU. Predictably, the Envy 14's Core i5 processor comes in behind the Asus ROG Zephyrus G14 with its Ryzen 4000 processor and several laptops with more powerful Core i7 CPUs. Handbrake, meanwhile, is a prolonged CPU rendering test which transcodes a 30GB movie file into a format that can be viewed on a tablet. And the HP Envy's 14 upper middle score shows off how well it cools itself during intensive workloads. Because HP designed the Envy 14 with content creation in mind, we also evaluated the laptop using UL's ProScion benchmark. This tests the laptop in two ways, using Adobe Photoshop and Lightroom to measure its performance in terms of photo editing, and a second test, in which Adobe Premiere Pro is used to export video files in a variety of formats. In each case, the MV14 performs in the middle of the pack, but it's important to note that the leaders in these results are larger, heavier gaming laptops with high-end discrete GPUs. Keep in mind, too, that the HP MV14 will offer some benefits that won't necessarily be seen in our benchmark results. NVIDIA GeForce GTX GPUs include supports for NVENC and NVDEC, the video encoder-decoder architecture that offload video encoding and decoding functions. These functions would normally be processed by the CPU, with adverse effects on the resulting frame rate when streaming a game. Likewise, Intel's 11th Gen Tiger Lake platform includes support for AV1, the emerging video codec that may replace H.265 HEVC video. You may not see any immediate benefit right now, but if widely adopted, AV1 streaming support could future-proof this laptop for years to come. Tiger Lake also includes support for OpenVINO, the machine learning architecture Intel supports. Machine learning is a bit abstract at the moment, but ML too could evolve into something of value over time. What the NVIDIA GTX GPU doesn't support, however, is NVIDIA's RTX ray tracing technology that has become popular in gaming laptops. The HP NV14 isn't explicitly marketed as a games machine, but the standalone GTX GPU allows for some light gaming, especially in conjunction with the 11th Gen Core beside it. HP NV's 14 just adds a bit more oomph to the equation. Finally, there's battery life. The NV14's 61.8 watt-hour battery under the hood partly explains the HP NV's 14's chunkiness, but boy does the NV put that to good use. You receive all-day battery life of 15 hours and change. Conclusion, great value. Don't let the MV14's performance compared to gaming laptops dissuade you from this laptop. It's not a gaming laptop. It's something in between that and the high-end mainstream laptops we also compared, which fell behind the MV14 in most respects. In addition to solid performance, the MV14 offers Thunderbolt 4, a solid typing experience, a conscientious camera shutter, and absolutely fantastic battery life. It offers more bang for the buck than HP's Spectre X360 14, itself an Editor's Choice winning 14-inch Tiger Lake laptop that lacks the discrete GPU. We don't think much of the gimmicky enhanced lighting app, but we can see this laptop easily being used for content creation and some streaming. As an everyday laptop, it wins too. We didn't directly compare it against the Surface Laptop 3 Core i7 for business, but Microsoft's 2099-2019 laptop pales both in price and performance to what HP offers here. While the HP MV14 14-EB0010NR may not be the absolute pinnacle of content creation PCs, it definitely offers enough to warrant our Editor's Choice Award. It's a solid, no-fuss laptop that wowed us where it counts. If your creator activities demand a little more screen space, last year's slightly larger and heavier NV15 is an option. There, HP offers 4K screen options, NVIDIA RTX 2060 GPUs, and a pair of Thunderbolt ports, but as of now, just 10th gen Intel chips, such as in the HBM V15, 15-EP0098NR, for $1,599. HP also just announced the NV15 with up to a Core i7, 1165G7, or a Ryzen 7 5700U. HP will begin shipping them in April for $799 and up. We haven't tested it, but we noticed they do not have anything more powerful under the hood than a GeForce MX450 GPU, which is less than what this NV14 offers. At a glance, HP NV14, 14-EB0010NR 2021, $1,209.99 on Amazon. Prime eligible. The HP NV14 offers a competitive price, solid performance, and some subtle forward-looking design decisions. This budget creator's laptop is a winner. Pros: good value for the money, fantastic battery life, quiet fan with no detectable performance throttling, Thunderbolt 4 support. Cons: slightly quirky keyboard layout. Webcam signature feature is ineffective.